For 10 years in a row, ranking Arizona's number one most trusted referral network, RosieOnTheHouse.com.
Information that you can't get anywhere else.
And over three decades of Rosie on the House.
We'll throw up, Annie's real loose.
Join us. You're just in time for the Hootenanny.
Yeah.
Mesmerized everybody in this room.
Yeah.
Kind of makes you think, man, what did I do in my childhood? I kind of wore a muscle.
Have you watched Maddie, too, how she's directing? Her hands are busy, but she's got them all together.
They've been performing for us all morning long, and most impressive thing is they've got four different instruments. There's four different sisters, and you never see them playing the same instrument when they come back. They just continue to change and rotate.
Awesome.
Very impressive. We're live for the Hootenannies 64th anniversary sale here at Sanderson Ford.
Do you know Lance, our travel team, had never heard the word Hootenanny before? Are we getting older or what? Hootenanny is just, what does Hootenanny mean? It means party, it means fun, it means music, right?
And it is in the dictionary.
Okay, well, I'll have him look it up.
And Arizona Wildflowers will be performing live for 2 hours starting here at 11 o'clock, and they'll be serving free hot dogs as well. And we've got plenty of ice cold water in the patio Palavap cooler that's out there keeping everyone cool off and hydrated.
Very good. And we're here to answer your questions about home remodeling and home improvement. And right now we've got, as y'all call in and Gary put you in queue, and we want to talk a bit about countertops. But before we do, when we're live at events like this, you never know what celebrities are going to show up. And we are very blessed to have Mr. Al McCoy sit down and join us here at the broadcast booth. Mr. McCoy.
Roger, it's great to be here. Now, I have to say something. Listening to these terrific musicians perform, early in my career, I worked at a big 50,000-watt radio station in Des Moines, Iowa, WHO. And they employed all kinds of musicians in those days, and basically it was country music. And then every Saturday night was the highlight because it was the Iowa Barn Dance Frolic.
Oh, boy.
And hearing this music, and these gals are so terrific, reminded me, because we did a lot of live shows during the day featuring these musicians, and then Saturday night was the big Iowa Barn Dance Frolic, and I'm sure you have a lot of listeners here this morning that are originally from Iowa that remember those days. But these gals, the Wildflowers, are something special. It's going to be great to be hearing them really in concert here in another hour or so.
Now, Al, am I remembering this right in reading your biography? I mean, you started in music radio.
Yes. Yeah, well, I did. And, two things have been dominant in my life, music and sports. And, you know, I got my way through college both working in radio and working with dance bands. I was a piano player. And so those two things have been dominant not only in my lifetime but in my career.
And you came to Phoenix as a DJ. And well, was it Chris?
Well, no, no, that's a bad word.
Okay.
I was at Crux.
Crux.
Yeah.
But I actually 1360, yeah, Crux.
That's right. One of the Crux good guys. But actually, I came here to do Phoenix Giants baseball, which was the AAA team that was here at that time. But they eventually, and there was an old ballpark down at Central in Mojave, and they came here with the stipulation that there was going to be a new ballpark. Well, you know, sometimes those things don't happen. And so the team moved. They went to Tacoma, Washington. So I didn't want to go to Tacoma. I wanted to stay here. I was actually working what was then Cool Radio and Television. And that's when I left and went to Crux. And, of course, Crux and Chris were the two dominant popular music stations in those days.
I still remember.
It was a lot of fun.
1250, 1360.
All right, you got it.
Those were the two buttons on the AM radio
there. That's right.
And every once in a while, even as a kid going to high school, I'd tune into KLY and have Bill Haywood and Mother Moon and Ranger Bob.
Right.
And man, those were
fun days.
Those were fun days. So you came to Phoenix to start with the Giants. Now, when would that have been?
1958.
Boy, it was a nice...
Sanderson Ford was just getting going. Don Sanderson started 64 years ago, and so it had only been going a few years when I came out, and that's I met Don at that time. And in fact, Crux, originally, the studios were on Grand Avenue, which was right where the original Don Sanderson Ford was, so... we knew all the people at Sanderson Ford very early in Sanderson Ford's career.
So the Giants moved to Tacoma. Mm-hmm. You moved to Crux. Mm-hmm. What? And then when did you come back into the sports?
Well, and now this is a long story jumping around, because what transpired is that they built a new ballpark on Van Buren, and the Giants came back here, and I went back to Cool. And did the games, and then during the interim period, I did sports on TV on Channel 10, and then I'll make this very quick. Then I went back to Crux, and then I did sports on Channel 3 for a while, and then I was at another station, KXIV, for a while with Jim Sparrow and Paul Meemunt and Jack Ware and Frank Pollock and a lot of other names people might remember. And then I did hockey when the Phoenix Roadrunners were here. And then eventually, 47 years ago, I started with the Suns. I just finished my 47th year with the Phoenix Suns, yeah.
Wow, that's awesome.
So that's it in a nutshell, Rosie.
Man, oh, man. Well, every celebrity we've had on this morning, we've burdened them with telling us a story of your latest home improvement project.
Well, obviously, I have lived in the Valley a long time, and I'm a Glendale person. I'm a West Side guy.
Okay.
Although, through the years, I lived in various places, but... I've lived in Glendale for a long time, and I did a major remodeling of my home 5 years ago. And I was very fortunate. The workers were terrific. I did a lot of it myself from people that I knew, and did everything, flooring, ceiling, walls, everything you can imagine. And I'm so happy that I did it. Because it just revitalized my home. And of course, you know, because you've been in this business a lifetime, what remodeling can do. And it was an experience, obviously, as it is any time you have work done on your home. But fortunately, the workers, as you have done through the years, made it livable and did a great job. And I was happy that I was able to accomplish it.
One of the very first things we do when we meet a client that wants to remodel is try and softly prepare them for the number of decisions that are going to have to be made. It will make your head spin. You get dizzy.
Yes. Well, I lived in one room for many, many weeks, and I have to tell you that probably the toughest part about it was because they had done the one room, and I moved everything I needed in that one room. And they sealed it off from the rest of the house so I wouldn't get dust and, as you know, all the things that happened.
Yeah.
And I kept saying, I'm not even going to go out and look. I don't even want to see anything. So after a few days of hearing all the noises one morning early, I said, well, I'm going to take a peek in. Well, when I did, I thought, oh, what have I gotten into? You know?
Oh.
But when it was finished, it was all worthwhile. And, of course, you have done such a great job in this marketplace for so many years. I'm sure it's a great feeling for you also when you have finished a job, have accomplished what your client wanted, and to see the expressions that they have, and you know you've done the job, and so do they, and that's a great compliment.
Yeah, we've been very fortunate in being able to meet some really, really great people, and you get to know them pretty well.
Yes.
When you're in their home, or in their kitchen, or in their master bedroom suite, remodeling some part, but professional athletes and Fortune 100 CEOs, and I mean, I could write a little book from what I've learned of all the people
yes.
who I've lived with through their remodel.
And you know, it doesn't matter, Rosie, what business you're in. And as you know, my association with Sanderson Ford has been many, 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 many years. And that's why we love David Kimberly and the people here at Sanderson Ford. I can't think of any dealership in America where you can walk into the showroom floor like it is here, and here's one sales representative that's been there 20 years, here's another one that's been 25, and you go to the service department, the service manager's been there 50. No. I can't think of any dealership in America that has what Sanderson Ford here has. And it's, as I said, you're in business, you know what it means to keep clients happy. And as I said, I think that's why all of us have been so impressed that my association with Sanderson Ford has been longer than David Kimberly doesn't even want to talk about.
Oh, wow.
Because he was just a young boy, you know, driving moving cars around here in the lot, you know, so he doesn't want me to talk about that.
Well, it's only going to be a couple more years before we're a fourth generation Sanderson
yes,
customer.
Right.
My mom drives a Sanderson Ford. We all drive yes. Sanderson Fords. My kids all drive Sanderson Fords.
But the amazing thing is, that's not unusual.
Oh.
Not unusual at all.
Yeah. The only person that's been around longer than that is, what was it, Neil?
Neil Schrock.
Schrock.
Yeah.
Well, he's a world traveler now.
Yeah. Right. And he's standing right
yes.
over here. I just had to get that in.
Well, Neil was part of the Sanderson family for many, 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 many years. And,
we say that
yes,
in past tense.
Yes.
He's been retired 5 years, and every time I'm here, he's still here.
Well, you know, he's in charge of a lot of things. And, of course, I know you've talked so many times about the unbelievable museum here
man.
At Sanderson Ford. And Neil kind of keeps everything ship-shaped there, I know. We just did some television commercials there the other
great.
Day. And I'm just so impressed and excited when I get the opportunity to walk through that museum.
Man.
It's terrific.
It is. Mr. Al McCoy, can't thank you enough for stopping
well,
in
it's
and
a
joining
pleasure.
Us here at Rosie on the House.
It's great to see all of your people here, and Rosie on the House is a phrase and a word and a term that anybody that's ever done any remodeling knows about, so keep up the good work.
Thank you, sir.
All
thank
right.
you very much.
Don't get your windows replaced until you get an education and a quote from the experts at Pella Windows. So we've got Adam Homer in. Your fiberglass product, in my opinion, it's the right window for Arizona. Explain that a little bit.
Pella's got a patented process. They pultrude fiberglass through this die. It's a matted material. So unlike like the back of a shower enclosure, you know how it's random strands and
yes,
you know, it's
yes.
all pokey.
Right, right.
That's not what our windows look like. It looks like almost like a window screen mesh when it comes through and ready to put into the frame. And once it's all heat sealed and made rigid, it goes through a powder coating process. So you can get a really nice looking window that's very strong, very durable.
What matters is how you treat your doors and windows. They are the weakest link. Take the time to think through the right door and window.
Pella's two locations in Scottsdale and Tucson. Find them at rosieonthehouse.com under Certified Partners.